So, but there's no wiring, there's no.
Good morning. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. Today's August 24th. The time of the meeting start is 11:18. It was scheduled to start at 11 o'clock, but we had appropriations run into our time. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Goodfox, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this morning?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we ask that you look down upon the Osage people wherever they may be. Look over our elders and our children, all of our men and women in uniform. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Can we review those and I'm ready for a motion. Congressman Tillman.
Bottom of page 1, 68, 0 nays. Should be 5.
No, Congresswoman Lemon came in.
2 minutes later.
So she was there.
She arrived at 4.
Didn't see that. Motion to approve the minutes presented. August 14th.
Second.
The motion to approve the minutes from August 14th is presented. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is, actually, let me back up a minute. I'd like for our record to reflect that we have in attendance at this meeting Gaming Chair Mr. Sims, CEO Mr. Big Horse, Gaming Commission Chair Michael Kidder, the Director of Gaming Commission, Ms. Hembry, and Chairman Red Eagle of ONES LLC, and the President of ONES LLC, Mr. Conrad. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCR 1817, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction for a fire protection and automated response agreement between Osage Nation and the City of Tulsa, Oklahoma, for the Tulsa Casino property. Congresswoman Goodfox is the sponsor, and you have the floor.
Thank you. So before I read in ONCR 1817, I had filed ONCR 1817 on September 4th. I had not yet read it in. We opted not to do a committee substitute, and what I read in, we got filed by the clerk before I actually read it in. So you have a new version of ONCR 1817. And it was working with, well, first let me back up. Kim's not here today, right? Okay, so Kim and the Kimberly and the Attorney General Office had worked on this MOU, and then the chief and Terry Mason Moore called me about 2 weeks ago, and the Attorney General's office gave the casino the wrong version of this MOU. And so they gave me a call and said, we have some language that we could cut out of it, that we're not giving up as much as, you know, this version that you got before you filed. And so, oh, I just pulled up, sorry. You have a section 3, I think, that was completely taken out of the old one. I don't know. Who else looked at it? Who else read this? That one?
I read the old one.
Okay. So,
you have read that one.
Okay. So, let's pull.
Let me ask a question. So, I'm pulling up, you're talking about 1817. I pulled it up on the computer, and it's, is it still as introduced here?
Yes.
If you're looking at the website, it's not.
It's not going to be there.
It's not there because I haven't had time to upload it.
Okay, so.
So she should
Thank you. Okay, that's all. Okay, sorry for interrupting.
So this one takes out one section, I think it's three. There's a couple of other, I noticed some language, there's language taken out. And it doesn't give away quite so much. And I will have one amendment, which is the date. It needs to reflect today. So.
Do you want to go ahead and make that amendment right now?
Yeah, I will in just a second. I'm working on it now. Other than that, I don't have anything else to add.
Can I have can I play with the mouse?
You have quite a bit of people here from gaming. I know that the gaming board, the casino management, as well as the gaming commission, attorney general's office, and principal chief's office are all supportive of this legislation.
Sorry I didn't invite you before, but Mr. Big Horse and Mr. Sims, would you please join us at the table?
Sure.
Mr. Kidder, there should be three seats here for you. Mr. Sims, Chairman Sims, it's good to see you here. I realize we have new legislation. Wondering if you're familiar with the change or if Mr. Big Horse needs to address whatever the change was in the resolution. I'm not sure. I mean,
I think just that one section was struck, right? So it's all, we're comfortable with removing that as well.
Okay.
Scroll, is that page one?
This is page one, and section three is still the same as section three.
Scroll down.
To page two?
Yeah.
The last piece.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's two.
Right, sorry, yep.
Page two, section two.
Okay, great.
All right. Yeah, I think it's
all. It's been way shortened.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Compared to what the first resolution was. Okay. Any more discussion to this resolution? We're waiting on an amendment from Congresswoman Good Fox, and then we'll be able to act on this.
Okay. Page one, line nine, strike four. Actually, yeah, I'm just going to do it this way. Sorry, Dana. Strike four in September 4 and insert 24. So it will read September 24, 2018.
Today's August.
Oh, I'm sorry. August. So strike, I'm sorry. Strike August 24, 2018 and insert, or strike August.
Strike September.
September, mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
They were wanting me to do this in Rules and Ethics, and I just thought it'd be easier to do it here.
I agree.
Page one, line nine. Strike the date. September 4, 2018, and insert August 24, 2018.
I have a motion to amend. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes.
Motion to report out resolution number ONCR 1817 to Congress with the due pass as amended.
We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Congresswoman Lemon. Any discussion? All in favor to the motion say yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, we will report that to Congress. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCR 1819, a resolution to accept the offer from the state of Oklahoma to amend the Osage Nation's Gaming Compact to include non-house banked table game supplement, and to authorize the principal chief to execute the documents. Congresswoman Goodfox is the sponsor. You have the floor.
I'm going to defer to casino management on this. Nothing's been changed. This is how you gave it to me, is how I filed it. But I'd like for you all to elaborate on what this does.
Sure.
Mr. Bighorst, you have
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Sorry, I had my coffee, so I'm a little jittery. So all this, what this does is allow us to provide roulette and craps in accordance with state-approved ball and dice legislation. This will then go to the state of Oklahoma for ratification, as well as the Department of Interior Gaming, Department of Indian Gaming. Mm-hmm. Right now, 13 of the other tribes have already got the approval for this. They've already posted in the register. We're just wanting to offer these games so we're not at a competitive disadvantage, if you would so speak. So, good stuff.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox.
So, not to put us at a disadvantage, Cherokee and Creek have already moved forward.
They began last night.
Competitors.
Yeah, they began last night. So, we were telling everyone we're hopeful to have this within the future, in the near future. There's a lot of training to be done too on our side to make sure we do it properly in conjunction with the Gaming Commission. Make sure a good regulatory framework's around it as well. So.
Any more discussion about this resolution? Thank you, Mr. Bighorst. I do have to make a comment. I wanted a little bit more information about how the process works, how it's gonna be sent, what the language is, and they sent us that information and I read it and I'm perfectly comfortable with this resolution as drafted. So if there's not any more discussion, I would
Motion to report out resolution number ONCR 1819 to Congress with a due pass.
A second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, we will report ONCR 1819 to Congress. Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Yes.
And sitting at our meeting. We appreciate you guys being here. We
it's
appreciate
great to see
your
you
time.
On.
I thank you, Mr. Congress.
We'll see you next week.
Yes.
I want to remind everyone, 29th, 10 a.m.
on the 28th, yep. And then at the ribbon cutting.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. You're really going to.
Am I going to win
gonna
something?
Something that you're going to be proud of.
I'm excited.
You're going to go the one that says ATM. You got enough money, it'll pay you out.
Yes. Both 2 days.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you. See you guys next week.
Thanks,
I'll see you on the 28th.
Went down.
Yes. And the first people there grabbing was my mom and Andy.
Okay, let's.
Thank you all.
Let's bring this meeting back into order. We still have one more agenda item. It's consideration of ONCA 1836, an act to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to Osage Nation Energy Services LLC. And to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is a sponsor of that bill, and you have the floor, Congresswoman.
Thank you, and I'd like to invite members from ONS to join us.
Mr. Chairman Reddingle and Mr. Conrad, would you please join us at the table?
This bill, just to give my own personal little background on it, over the months, I had heard all about the debacles going on with our LLCs and the distress that everyone was in. And what I found is that this was all lumped together, the LLCs. So once I got on to Congress, I took the time, this time that I've been on here since, to really start to look into them and ask as many questions and really understand where the problems were, why there was failures and such. So with in addressing just the ones issue at this point, what I find is that while there was this vast, huge, multi-millions of dollars invested really with this group, that wasn't as much as what was invested into the others. So the first thing I found out is that they've had one appropriation last September since the new organization of the operations. And that's a key point. There are new people at the head of this that are running the operations. So at that time, they got about $346,000 in appropriation, and they've been operating off of that. There's been three occasions when they've tried to address the fact that they are needing more money infused into this in order to get fully operational. And that has to do with the fact that this is a coordination of contracts. And it's the revenue is generated over these professional contracts that are all put together and working for development that's out there. One of the things I found that was really interesting is that this is, you know, we've talked different times about the nation getting on a global scale. Well, this is the group that can put it on a global scale. We're talking huge contracts across the United States, not just in military, not just in our little backyard, but with private industries as well. So they've reached a point where they're at a real critical situation where they have four proposals to go out the door in September. They need legal review for one. They also have a shortfall in labor because they've ramped up and got these proposals done, even though they didn't have that labor projected in with their current appropriation that they received last September. So all this goes back to reorganization, new people at the helm, qualified people at the helm, the ability to actually pursue these major contracts. And in this time frame, just to let you know what's being completed, they have built those partnerships. They've got people lined up. They've got partners that are saying, you know, where's the 8A contract? You know, we're ready to go. Let's get this all started. And they can't move forward without two things: this appropriation today and their appropriation for FY19. That keeps their offices going and allows this to continue. I'm going to stop there, and if members here would like to make any comments, I'd sure welcome them.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Any comments from the committee? Congressman Potts?
Madam Chair, I just had a question of the author before that takes place. Is the appropriation still to the board? We correspond by email? Okay. Is there a new version of the bill?
Yes, I read the new version in this morning.
Can we pull that up on the screen?
New version of ONCA 1836, please. Ms. Merle.
Just read it while we're waiting.
Sorry, it's one line. To authorize and appropriate $50,000 to Osage Nation Energy Services LLC and to establish an alternate effective date.
That's, we're working on that.
That's, yes.
Thank you. Mm.
So it's changed form into a capital contribution mm-hmm. out of the general fund of the Treasury. Mm-hmm. Were you wanting to hear from Mr.
Yes.
Conrad
Did you
or
want to add
Chairman?
Some comments?
Mr. Conrad, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, and good morning, everyone. I think the important part for us at this point is that we have a number of partners that have been working very hard alongside of us to develop some proposals. There's a proposal presentation that we're making to a private corporation, a sand and gravel operation, that needs to build a conveyor belt and a loading dock in a marine environment, and we're helping them with the final EIS, the state and the federal environmental permits for that. And we're going to make the presentation Wednesday after Labor Day and roll right into a working session with their team. So the exciting thing about that is it's non-federal, and they can make the, it's one owner who's invited us to develop the, send the proposal in. And as soon as we make the proposal, we roll into working with this existing team, and we can start billing that day. So September 5th, we'll hopefully be able to demonstrate that we're on the path to generating real revenue with this contract. We're pursuing some federal contracts that the due date, and we're pursuing those as under a small business set aside and a small Indian-owned business set aside. not the 8A set aside. So the 8A makes it more less competitive than these other two, but it's not for sure, it's not guaranteed, obviously, that we'll get those. We've assembled some great teams. One is a, like there's a SATOC at Tinker. This is a MATOC out of Albuquerque, and it's for a consultation in a variety of areas, but in a core area that we're pursuing as our business. And the team, I think, all of the areas that are requested in the proposal, we have a team that can cover all of them at an A-plus level. So we feel really confident that we can be one of the awardees. But the due date is September 13th. And then if there's an award, then they negotiate the contract. So it'll take a little bit more time. So right now, we're projected, you know, we're down to a very low balance in our bank account, and it's difficult to keep the momentum and you know, going with that, with looking at that, and we're just on the cusp of signing all the submitting the proposals and signing the contract on the one private proposal. So we'd really appreciate the funding that keeps us going strong through the September timeframe, when we can make the more formal presentation for the operating revenue.
Congresswoman Staple.
I'd also like to add, like you said, it's going to demonstrate how this process works and how the revenue turns around for us. But it's also going to give some other opportunities that I think are really important. And that is, we've sent all these kids to school for all of these degrees, and this is going to give them an opportunity too, for those that are that become lawyers, accountants, business administration. It's going to give some opportunity for those leadership in the sciences, you know, those with botany and those kind of degrees, that it gives them an opportunity, something that they can come back to as well. So I think that's a plus side on it. But I do think that everybody is at the starting gate. They've worked so hard to get to this starting gate, and they just need this bridge to get them into the fall session. And the chief is going to sign the 8A as soon as it comes back from legal. That's another projection. Everything has come to a head here. With this little bit, it'll get them over the threshold. And I just think that we have to give them the opportunity, because they've only been at this for 9 months. They haven't been at this for 10 years. It's been 9 months. And they deserve that opportunity.
Is there any more discussion here at the table? Questions, discussion, comments? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Conrad, you said this kind of gets you to the point where you're going to be able to go back and ask for operating funds. Do you have a projection on what that may be?
Yeah. So if you look at it in buckets, if you will, or $480,000 is our average burn rate over 12 months. $400,000 is the business development team that we'd like to add. Currently, all of our partners are doing the business development, the proposal writing. We're participating in drafting and editing, but they're the ones who are really leading that effort. And I just think that we need to be able to have our own business development team. After a while, you know, people will wonder, what are we bringing to the table? And they're doing all the heavy lifting for our work. So it's, and then there's another piece, say like a $200,000 contingency, or if we win something and we have to higher up before we can draw down on a federal contract. That is roughly the 1.1 million that we've been talking about. So 880 is tight as a drum with no contingencies, and 1.1 gives us some latitude to operate, you know, with a little bit of uncertainty over the next year. But 480 is our current team with all of our partners doing the lifting on proposal development, business development. So it kind of, you could spread it out that way if it helps.
Congressman, pause, continue.
But from what I'm hearing is you're going to know by the time you come back for the request for the 880 or the 1.1 whether or not you have the contracts to execute.
For the sand and gravel, okay. Yes.
Chairman Reddigal.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chairman. Just a quick recap. If you look at our flow of support from the Osage Basin, if you take our first money to get started was 325. We came back last fall, 345. So we're within $700,000 as your contribution to our startup. If you take in the projected proposal we'll be bringing to you, another 800,000, we're still below $2 million as far as your role as a venture capitalist for $2 million. What we're seeing out there to bring that back to you, plus the panorama that is showing itself by the team that Mr. Conrad is putting together, is very impressive. So we're still enthused that the money that we see to assist us in the initial movements of this are will be well spent, and the quality of service that is being created in the tenure agreements will be, you will be impressed by the quality of intelligence, the science, the techniques, the experience in this regulatory strata that we're venturing into that others fear, but we don't. That we'll be well qualified to go in there and help the business ventures get through that quicker, faster, and on a more professional level. That has value to the marketplace, great value in these federal contracts and commercial contracts. That's the benefit I see, or the trail or the track that we're on right now. Thank you.
Any more discussion at the table? Congressman Timmer.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here today. Early on, Mr. Conrad, you talked about, or was mentioned, the old and the new, the management. It might have been you, Congresswoman Stabler, and we talked about that. And who was members of the old when ONES began? Who was that?
Jan Jones, wasn't she?
Jill Jones. I don't know who else was on the board at that time. I know Chuck has been there
for a while. And Randy had been there, Anthony come on, I came on, and Jill was one of the initial.
Yeah, and then Jill was on the board, but then took a position at Tallgrass and couldn't work and be on a board. And so there was a board vacancy, and then Chief appointed me last August, and I was confirmed in September last year.
So during the old guard, if you will, and now, I guess a lot of this contributes to possibly the new. Now we have a Rolodex here of people that you know to try to get this ONES into a position to where you all feel it needs to be, which leads me to the proposals that you have with four contracts. Do you know how many other people are bidding on these contracts? Is that known to you?
We know one that's more locally. There is another competitor for it's a
This is for the one for the conveyor belt?
No, no, no.
Not that one?
That one, there is no other competitor.
Okay, you're the only ones.
There's one owner, he's asked us to give him a proposal.
Okay.
There's no other submitting a proposal. He has an existing team, and he's adding to his team. He just wants to know how much it's gonna cost.
And with that proposal, once you make the proposal, they're gonna accept it?
We feel very strongly that they are.
Okay.
I mean, they're...
How strongly do you feel?
Well, he's assembled his team, existing team, to roll right into a working session after we make the proposal. So, we assume...
Where was this location again?
It's in Puget Sound. So it's across the Puget Sound from Seattle. It's a little bit north. An area called Polesbone, if you're familiar.
Not a lot, kind of, sort of. And just anyone listening and for the committee, and that has a potential to pay us what?
We're looking at an 11% return.
So the dollar amount on that would be?
For the first 6 months, $43,000.
$43,000. And what's the life of this?
Well, the whole project is over four phases, probably about 7 years. And it'll change as we get into different phases. Ours will remain pretty constant, but it could increase depending on some activity. Without getting into too much proprietary information, it's a mineral deposit that's 20 miles by 20 miles, over 600 feet deep, a certain type of aggregate that's important for the marine environment. And so the military uses this in shoring up their naval bases. Ports use it in their construction. Highways that have bridges in salt water. I think retards salt water penetration to corrode the rebar. The way that, if I understand it correctly, the geology of the sand and gravel. So it's the life of the mine is projected to last, they say 200 years. So I would say, to be conservative, over 100 years. The thing that affects the life of the mine is the conveyor belt and how much they can move out. So
the years, you said?
7 years.
7 years, or once we get accepted in this initial year?
Right.
Are we guaranteed those other six?
Yes, I mean, well, that's the thing, is the proposal. Are they gonna accept the phases? And we believe that they will, because they're linked. So the initial phase is knowing the scope and reviewing all their documents and identifying which things need to be updated. Then phase two and three is actually preparing it and getting the permits. And then the fourth phase is actually monitoring and mitigation, and it's long-term. So if there are changes or impacts that may occur from the operation, they have to be monitored to make sure that the operation is living up to its environmental permits and plan. So that can go on longer than the initial to develop the plan, but that will probably be yet to be negotiated.
And again, Clint, just for clarity, you said $43,000 per year?
For the first 6 months.
For the first 6 months?
Yeah.
And then anything after that is there a dollar amount that you're familiar with that we can make on these?
We're projecting that our work will stay level for the first couple phases, and maybe in phase three and four, it could increase depending on it's used for the built environment, and also it's gonna be used for what's called natural habitat. So shoreline restoration for salmon and other species, that's gonna involve a number of tribes up there. So it's unknown until we engage those tribes, how intensive that piece is gonna become.
Have you all been out there?
Yes.
Looked at this? I'm so unfamiliar with it.
Just a comment. What we hope to glean from this is also in this process, by going into this first project, the things that we will gain by that, with the experience of the team partners, how that works together. If we can provide this ability of this owner to enhance his business, that's where we get marketability. We can take that and apply it to other industries now.
So there are a number of
very valuable.
There are a number of investors that we're really trying to also, when we make this pitch to the owner of the resource, he has some investors that invest in these types of projects. We're trying to, as well as pitch to him, we're pitching to them. So that when they think of other projects that need permitting, I think over the last several years, there have been very, very few large mining operations have been permitted. So we're hoping that with our regulatory streamlining approach, we could be a go-to firm for investors in these types of operations. So that's kind of we're hoping to, you know, leverage off of this one into that relationship with those investors for a longer term.
And then the other three set aside, you said they're less competitive, they're not guaranteed.
Correct.
There's other folks that are trying to as well.
Which is part of the need for a business development team. You know, if we're generating 10 proposals a year and we land three, that's considered successful. So we need to be spitting out proposals constantly. Mm-hmm. And right now we're working on two. And, you know, one is kind of more locally with the BIA, and the other one is the one with the Department of Defense. So the Army Corps of Engineers, with their MATOC, can any branch of defense can drop in tasks into that that we can work on.
Congressman Tillman, I'm going to open the door for Congresswoman Goodfox. She had some question or comment here.
Well, Congressman Tillman kind of touched on it, but we don't know what the return will be past that 6 month, or phase two or phase three. What do we have any kind of a guess?
I can get back to you with a more accurate number for those later phases.
Okay. That would be my question. What is the return past that 6 month mark of 11%? And then I did get a call. I got a couple of calls actually from the Minerals Council regarding this legislation. So can you talk to me about what work have you all been in discussion with them for work?
Not for work, but they see the, we had a meeting with the superintendent and also some members of the Minerals Council, our E&R department, and our Historic Preservation Office. And so the idea is that we could assist local operators get through the EA, prepare their EAs, also provide some technical assistance to them, their environmental assessments that are required for the leasing permits. We would have like a master service agreement of local providers that can do the EA work, including the E&R department. They're grant funded, but often if they're have some extra time, if you will, they've helped operators in the past with their EAs, but it's kind of inconsistent. And so we would have, we'd be like a general contractor for local EAs, if you will. We'd know the pieces that we'd put together for jobs that folks would come to us for. And the superintendent would be saying, you know, you could go to ones for your assistance in that field. And so the idea is that we would do the quality work at a short amount of time and get more production, depending on, of course, the price of oil.
Thank you, Mr. Conrad. You good? Congresswoman Staples?
I want to go back to the figure that you mentioned, the $43,000. Is that your return on investment, or is that your billing total?
Well, yeah, that's our billing total.
It's the billing total?
Yeah.
Any more comments, questions at the table right now? Because I have one. You made reference to having used business development partners, and I think that your that's the current practice.
Yes.
When using them, do you guys have partnership agreements on this project?
Yes, we have MOUs.
Right. So once the agreement's executed, quite possibly on this project, say in the Pacific Northwest, then there's going to be a split on revenue for these projects with this partner. Is that a correct understanding?
Well, then we'd have to do the subcontracts. Then we'd have to, then it's the contracts and then subcontracts. So right now, we're teaming on who's writing which sections of the proposal, and then we need, when we go into where the money's actually changing hands, we need the contracts.
So you'll have a contractual agreement?
Yes.
With your partner?
Yeah.
On how you proceed? And I just, sometimes yeah. Those give me heartburn just because that things that I've observed in the past of how partnerships have worked out for the nation. So anyway, I just was curious if there were partnership agreements in place.
There are in general to get us working together so that we can present to people that we have a team.
Yes.
But then when, and help clarify the understanding of how we're going to split the work on going after proposals. Then once an award is made, then the contract negotiations are.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any more questions at the table?
I make a motion to report out LNCA 1836 to Congress for due pass.
A second.
A motion with a second. Any discussion to the motion? All those in favor of the motion say yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. We will report this to Congress. We're at the end of our agenda. I have two committee reports. One is for an appropriation committee meeting that just ended, and one is for maybe both of those are for legislation that just was passed, these resolutions. And Clark will be producing one more, so please don't leave the table before you sign these committee reports.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn with a second. All in favor? Say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Say no. We are now adjourned. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. Thank you.